How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends,
the podcast where two homos...
Hi, I'm Susie.
Oh, and hello, I'm Tom. Talk about life, love and culture, sometimes.
Yes. Well, welcome. This is episode one.
Yes, welcome to episode one, our first ever together. And I'm a little bit worried because I think I've swallowed some chewing gum.
That's literally what's happening moments before we go live for our first broadcast as
now,
pioneers.
Should we do it? Press that. Oh, what's happened to my chewing gum? I thought I had it in my mouth and then it's gone. Well, anyway, what a great start.
What a great start. If you died, they would use that as like from chewing gum.
What a tragic way to die just at the beginning of this new journey.
Well... wasn't what we were planning to start the show with, but it's what we've started the show with, sure. So episode one, I thought maybe the best thing to do to begin with would be to sort of let people know who we are.
Sure, sure.
So we're both comedians.
Yes.
That's how we're friends.
Yes.
And lovers.
And lovers,
we're
obviously.
We're not lovers, obviously. We are lovers.
Why don't you tell us three things about yourself?
Okay. I am... Susie. No, I am originally from Portsmouth.
You can't just have your name as
Sorry.
One of the things.
I like the colour. No. I am a comedian. I am from Portsmouth originally.
Oh.
What do you really think of Portsmouth?
I've only been there once. It was actually quite nice.
To do a gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a bit rough around the edges, but I kind of like it. As I've got older, I liked it more and more.
Yeah, you don't live there.
I don't live there, that's the thing. That is the thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. I live in London now.
Yeah.
I live with my partner. Yeah, all very serious.
Yeah.
Using the P word, which means I'm gay. Some straight people use partner, and it always really throws me.
Really throws me, particularly if they're in business with somebody.
Oh, you know, yeah.
My partner and I, we've just opened a new office. What? I didn't think you were one of ours.
And then
they're not.
They're not.
They're just talking about their
business partner.
Their business partner. It's so disappointing.
And like all good lesbians, I have a cat.
Oh, yes.
Velma Kelly.
Velma Kelly. Who's a lovely cat. The only cat that seems to like me.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of them talk about you behind your back, but she's very fond of you.
I bet they do as well. I wouldn't be surprised. They don't, yeah.
They're very catty.
If anything, they're very catty. Not bitchy, though.
No, not bitchy at all.
The bitches really like me.
It's true. Bitches love Tom. Mm-hmm. A title for your next show, perhaps.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Endless titles for the show, yeah.
Tom, could you let us know maybe three things about you?
No.
Okay.
I can tell you that I am from South London, Bromley. I'm from a place called Bromley. And I can tell you that I love cooking. My favourite thing to cook is a roast chicken.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I love to roast a chicken. Calms me down, makes everything right with the world.
Do you put a lemon up its bum?
Yep, and garlic as well. Oh, I tell you. Oh, it's the best. It's just, I don't know why I find it so soothing.
Do you put butter under the skin?
I have done that with a turkey, actually, Susie, but I've never done that with a chicken.
Do you...
I put it on top of the skin, though. I do put it on top
right.
of the skin.
Right. And will you do Christmas Day lunch?
I did do it last year, and I did it according to Nigella Lawson's recipe for how to cook a turkey. Well, I know we've just begun, so I don't want to start off on a negative. But she said cook it on a high temperature over, I think it was 2 hours. Well, within about an hour and 20 minutes, this massive thing was done. So we cooked it for 2 hours. It would have just been powder. It would have been dust. So it's a good job we checked it when we did. Because Nigella would have led us right up the garden path without a paddle. That's
well,
not the expression.
No, that's not. You've merged two expressions there, which I like to do. I like to do that.
Do you?
Melging. Oh. Merging and melding. You melge.
To melge.
To I melge. One melges, they melge.
Were you going to give us an example of something you've melged, though?
Not really, no.
Okay. And then I've got to tell you a third thing about myself. What can I tell you? Now, I don't want to offend anybody with any kind of intimate detail about my life. I haven't got any hair. I've got hair. I've got a shaved head.
You've got no hair on your head?
Yeah, that's not a very interesting fact.
Well, it's not interesting, no, but it is a fact.
Yeah, it's not so good, is it?
It's not great. Do you have anything better?
I dream of having a suit made.
I've had a suit made.
Have you?
Yeah, don't you remember? We went to that. Tom and I went to a gay event or a g-event.
See, there you've done it. You said you weren't going to do it.
That was the day that we went and we sat next to Christopher Biggins. Anyone that's listening.
Oh, Christopher Biggins.
Who isn't aware of Chris Biggins. Very nice man.
Very nice.
Why is he famous?
Well, I don't know why I didn't ask that at the time. Because he, as an actor, I think he famously was in... Oh, he was in something when he had to wear glasses. And
well, that narrows it down. Was it Specsavers the movie?
Yes, it was. Now, was he in something? Oh, it was something like... But he's also in the Rocky Horror Show as well. He's an actor. He's been an actor for years. Yeah, he's been in loads of things.
So this sort of... He's a bit sort of old-fashioned, sort of hammy actor.
I hope he's not listening to this, Susie. He was very fond of
me. He was very nice to us, but...
He sat next to us and he said to us, "Are you two a couple? Which is how he laughs.
And, I mean, of course we're not. But... it was there that I met a tailor who he owns Bespoke Suits. I mean, I'm literally just giving him a plug, but he made me the most beautiful suit as a gift.
Did you wear it?
Yeah. I feel very fabulous in it. But I was having a really thin day the day I got measured for it.
Oh, foolish.
Really foolish.
But you're very thin.
Yeah, but I must have been, you know, very thin. Oh, must have been painfully. Dior thin, you know. And the day that I was about to say modelled for it, but that's really not what happened. The day that I was measured for it. I was having a thin day, and now it means if I want to wear it, I have to give myself about 2 weeks of not eating. Well, not eating, but just eating rabbit food.
I often think about that with clothes, that if I should buy the sort of tighter ones and go, well, you know, just use it as a yardstick.
So yeah, but then I just never wear it.
Or what became a bit of a thing for a time was where I would wear things that I'd slightly outgrown.
Mm.
Not in height, but in width. And I'd just be like, well, I'm fine. I haven't put any weight on. And
looking back, I had.
But
Tom's pre-swimming days.
It's before I started going swimming. Actually, I haven't been swimming for a while. I've got back into those pre-swimming days.
I need to get back.
Oh, it's been a nightmare, let me tell you.
Well, I feel like maybe you, listener, dear friend, might know a little bit more about Tom and I now. Do you think? Tom, you're laughing.
I mean, what can you learn about somebody in a few minutes, really?
Well, okay, this isn't the... Philosophical chat show. No. It's not like, have we ever learned anything? I guess not. Do we know who we are? I guess we don't.
I mean, what am I really, if anything?
Who
at
knows?
All?
But I was going to get onto our subject today.
Smooth link. Yep, smooth link.
Well, it's not smooth now because you've made me really signpost it, but I was trying to melge straight into it.
Let's melge into it. Sorry. Go back and do it like I didn't draw you up on it.
Well, are we gonna ask Talia to cut this bit? That's our producer.
No.
Just giving her a plug.
It's nice. It's
chit chat.
You know, it's feels natural.
It feels natural. It's just like you're overhearing a conversation. That's what it's meant to be.
That's
apparently.
That's what we're meant to do a podcast.
So we didn't want to necessarily do like a really gay podcast that was a bit overly gay.
Yeah, we didn't want to talk about being gay all the time.
But we did think that, seeing as we are.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense to maybe mention it a bit.
Yeah.
And we thought maybe our first episode we could sort of cover coming out.
Yeah, we thought that would be a good one because essentially this podcast is coming out.
Yes, it's coming out today, yesterday, who knows? You might have been downloading it from months ago. Could be 2020 by the time they listen to this.
It could be. This could be the one where they go, oh yeah, that was the first one. They were just finding their feet with that one.
Oh, that's a fun thing to hope.
That's a fun thing to hope, isn't it? A nice aspiration. But yeah, so we thought we'd talk about coming out. When did you come out? You were quite young, weren't you? You were younger than me.
I was 20.
Oh, not,
so okay. Not that young.
Not that young. I think a lot of kids come out now when they're like...
I'm amazed.
Like 12 or something.
Yeah, it's
wasn't
amazing.
Like that in my day.
Absolutely not, no. People are like, oh yeah, I told Mum when I was 14. I was like,
oh,
really?
No.
I was busy kissing boys and crying.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We had to hide it.
Definitely.
And that's why we're such brilliantly creative people now.
Yeah, please like me. Please like me. Like my podcast, please. So I told friends first.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. I remember telling my friend Amanda.
Oh, how did she react?
Oh, she was really great. She's one of those friends, you know, a lot of us have those friends that are sort of a couple of years older than us.
Oh, yeah.
She always has been. She always will be.
Yeah.
And I remember telling her. And then after I told her, I burst into tears.
Oh, nothing dramatic about that.
Nothing dramatic about that. And then I cried so much that her lovely boyfriend, who's now her husband, who's just a lovely guy, was like, oh, God, you two seem very upset, and just sort of like left the room. And then I fell asleep in her bed in a very non-sexy way.
Oh, but, that's so nice.
And she was just so blasé about it. I think that the tears came because of relief.
Yes.
It wasn't like, oh, this is so terrible. It was like, oh, I've told someone. It's not that bad.
Just the fear of telling someone, I think, horrible. I think I remember feeling just like, well, just, you know, it's going to be a really horrible, awkward conversation that you basically have to build up to.
Yeah.
In my experience, I felt like I had to build up to. From the age of about, I knew from about 8 or 9
yeah.
that I was at least different. I had a sense that I was different. And in fact, I probably had that sense long before then, but it sort of became more, I became a bit more aware of it around the age of about 8 or 9. And then, and then when I told someone, I was kind of, it was just sort of, but the building up to that moment, I suppose, was just sort of so fraught with kind of the fear of how will someone react? And oh God, I'm going to feel so self-conscious saying it. Just that awkwardness of going, I have to have a really serious conversation with you.
It's really.
No one else has to have serious conversations like that.
No, well, as you know, I sort of reference this on stage, but the strange thing is that you have to constantly tell people, which is bizarre. Like people sort of assume, I think a lot of straight people might assume that once you've come out, you've come out. But it's not like signposted. You know, people don't just know. They don't. So you know, if you start a new job, if you meet new people, I had an awkward moment the other day with parents' friends.
Oh right, parents presumably don't go, hey, Shauna, Linda, guess what? Like they don't sort of announce it in the paper. Like, you know, if it's an engagement
something,
you know, or something like that, they might put it in the paper. But
so we went for like a sort of drink with some of my dad's, like sort of my dad's work friends, but they didn't really know each other that well, sort of new work friends. And my girlfriend Tony and I went together, and because Mum had said, "Oh, why don't you two come with?" Oh, okay.
And of course, they'd probably said, "Susie's going to come with Tony," and they'd thought, "Oh,
it's a boy."
Seemed that would be a boy.
Yeah, and then that sort of awkward thing where, like, halfway through the sort of thing, it was like, "So, how does everyone know each other?" And so Mum was like, "Well, that's my daughter." And then she looked at Tony. She was like, "So, how are you connected to all of this?" And Tony was like, "Oh, we're a couple." And the woman was obviously fine with it. She's not homophobic at all. She didn't. But I think that there's that thing of like, I felt sort of embarrassed, and I didn't know why. I felt like I was about 17 again. Like someone had to speak on my behalf.
Well, I think because we have to have all that time thinking about it in our heads as well. It just becomes a big deal for us as much as it does for like you say. Probably the woman was like, oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for us, it's sort of cool with all these connotations, I think. For me as well, going like, oh my God, people are going to think this. And most of the time, people are just like, oh. Most people go, oh, I don't care about you. Yeah. I only care about myself.
That's the thing. So frequently, no one is caring about what anyone else is doing.
Yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful thing when you realise that when you get... I don't know. I think it's something that's happened to me quite recently.
Yeah.
Where I've just got to an age where I go, oh, people don't care that I made a mistake. People don't care that I'm an idiot
no
sometimes.
One's thinking about it.
Because no one cares, because no one is thinking about me.
No like, one. Although I did see someone trip over the other day on the pavement and it was horrifically embarrassing for her.
Did she fall right down?
Right down.
Oh,
and everyone at the
cafe,
she was in front of a cafe.
Oh,
and everybody
gosh.
Was like, are you all right? Are you all right? And I did as well, you know. I was busy with my work, but I put my pen down. And and I stood up and along with everybody, I went, are you all right?
Did she get an ovation?
Basically. and I stood up and I said, you're right. And she said, yeah, I'm just very embarrassed. But it was like a perfect fall. But she was probably really embarrassed. But, you know, it was...
But I bet that will haunt her for days, maybe even weeks. Like, you know, you have those
memory of it.
Yeah, you have those embarrassing moments where, you know, the embarrassment seems to like come up from your feet and like,
like
how I imagine a hot flush to be.
A hot flush of embarrassment.
Yeah, it's horrid.
Yeah.
Really horrid. But yeah, and then the other strange thing is not only sort of telling people all the time, but then I don't know whether you found this, but I did certainly, where people then tell you about other gay people.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever get that?
Yeah.
Like, if my dad meets someone, he'll go, he's gay.
Yeah. Or after gigs, sometimes people go like, oh, yeah, my son's just told me he's gay. And somebody said, like, you know, and he's 16 and, you know, it's young, isn't it? It's young, you know, is that too young? And I sort of was like, well, I don't think, you know, there's not an age limit. Yeah. Or, you know, you
it's not like you get your gay card in the post.
It doesn't arrive in the post. You just sort of know.
And it's all different for everyone.
It's different for everyone, of course, yeah. But, you know, you sort of see it at school, don't you, when you're 11, that, or whatever age, really. People start, you know, fancying people and dating each other.
Oh, definitely. I think there's sort of, you know, you can sort of look at young people sometimes and sort of go, oh, yeah, you might be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it was very obvious with me, to be honest. But even then, when I came out, people were still... Some people, family people, were quite shocked about it.
But that's the thing. My family sort of were shocked, apparently.
I mean, I used to slick my hair back and wear a dressing gown and pretend I was Noel Coward. And still they were surprised.
I still do that.
Yeah, I know you do now. Because you've got your privacy of your own home. You can do what you like.
Own home, own cat. Can do as I please.
You do as you please. I grew up loving Elton John. I was obsessed with Elton John. Like, the signs were there.
The signs were there. They really were. I played football.
I played no sport.
There you go.
Couldn't bear the idea of it. It was dreadful. Start crying at team sports.
I mean, that's very...
It's pathetic, really.
It is really, isn't it? Bless you, though.
Bless me.
Bless your Tom.
The first person I came out to, I had this crush on this guy. I was doing a summer school. And I had this massive crush on this guy. I was infatuated with him. And we're walking along, and I was like, I'm going to tell him, because then maybe that's going to increase my chances of going out with him. And he was like a skater. You know, people say about types. I don't really have a type. But he was sort of a skater type, which was a thing, I think, in the
90s. Yeah, a grunger?
Like a bit grungy, yeah. Yeah. Would wear like Vans. Oh, sort I of was... suede shoes, suede trainers.
I was one of those.
Oh, were you?
He and I would have got on well.
Probably. And he liked skating and stuff like that. And just something about him, I don't know. And so I decided I would tell him as we were walking along the street. And he was like, okay, thank you for telling me. That's great. I'm really glad I know that. That's really... And I was like, yeah, this is when you're supposed to say, you know, that. And he was like, well, you know, I'm not gay. And I was like, oh, okay, right. Oh, God. Oh, this is terrible. Why have I told you? And that was when I was 18.
Isn't that... So he wasn't... Isn't that just really... Wasn't that really nice that he
no,
was so sweet?
No. Yes, it was sweet, yeah.
What
I mean,
nice
in the moment.
Guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
Because so many 18-year-old boys would be like, oh, leave me alone then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I chose, like, I knew he wouldn't be completely awful. Hey. Yeah, I knew he wasn't a phobe. I knew he wasn't going to be a phobe with me.
A phobe with you.
And I thought, in my mind, I thought he'd be like, oh, my God, well, guess what? So am I. Let's be friends / boyfriends. And then that would have been my first
relationship. Move to Brighton.
Move to Brighton.
Open a sweet shop.
Oh, would have been so perfect.
But you'd never have met me.
That's true, yeah. Yeah,
you sometimes ups think and downs.
That if life is very easy, you don't have the adventures. But
do you mean that makes it sound like I'm hard work?
No. It does a bit. But no, that's not what
I'm pleased you've had this chat.
But no, and I thought, oh, that'd be good. And then it was sort of a bit awkward. But no, it was fine. And then I didn't really tell other people until I was about 21 or so.
And it seems like such a huge thing, doesn't it? And now we come out on stage maybe like 6 nights a week.
Yeah, just down
just
in there.
Just strangers. Just
yeah. Well, the thing I realised as well, and that's sort of what carried me through, I just went, you know, you're not here for a long time. It's my friend Sarah Sweeney. My friend Sarah says, you're not here for a long time. You're here for a good time.
I don't think she came up with that.
No, I mean, she might not have come up with that.
I think that's like
an old proverb.
Yeah, but that's like saying that she sort of came up with... An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
She did also.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sarah. Let's make sure we credit her at the end of the podcast.
But she said that. And I sort of thought, you know, what's the point? You can get all wound up and not say it and sort of, you know, turn it into something dramatic. And you go, oh, to hell with everybody else.
This is what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing. And actually, I just realized, like, if anybody did, like, make a big deal about it, I was always just like, well, it's not your issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not your life.
I totally agree.
It's my life. It's my life.
I don't know that song. I don't think that's a song.
Not the way I sang it.
Tom's just written a song, guys. well, that brings us almost to the end of our podcast. We've been told that the optimum amount of time for a podcast is 20 minutes. So
apparently.
Maybe we've been your company on your way to work.
Maybe. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about coming out?
No, I think we've nailed it. I think we've nailed podcasting.
Done it. Fine. Done. And coming out, there's nothing. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, your friend you told.
I told my friend, and then I was sort of... Parents were weird, but only briefly, and then they just sort of got their head around it. I think it's a time thing. Yeah. And I think the more, as time goes on, it's going to be less and less of a big deal, which is going to be great.
Yeah, I hope so anyway. I mean, I suppose it's always going to be... No, no, it doesn't. Won't always, but yeah, I suppose while there's... If you don't know any... If there aren't more gay role models around, I suppose that's the thing as well. Like when I came out, there weren't really any.
Oh, but there's still very few lesbians in the media.
That is very true. That is very, very true.
Like...
Who have you got? Claire Balding.
Sue Perkins.
Sue Perkins.
Big fan of the Bake Off.
Sure, sure.
Sure, sure.
Who are your other ones? Christina Navratilova.
Christina? Martina?
Martina? Who's Christina? I don't know Christina.
Christina Navratilova.
That's how little I know about sports.
Some little you know about lesbians, Tom.
Is she not a lesbian?
No, Martina is. Oh. Christina, we've got no idea.
I think I'm getting... I'm melding Martina Navratilova and Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera is not a lesbian. Well, she might be, but she might
I
not...
I don't know. You haven't asked. Is she married?
She is married, but that doesn't mean anything. Elton John was married.
This is true. This is very true.
And he is married again now because gay marriage is a thing.
Gay garage is a thing. Yes. So, but yeah, there aren't enough. Well, you'll have to be the next big one for everybody.
Well, not in that suit. I'm tiny in it.
Yeah. Have another suit, mate.
Please join us again. This was the first episode.
Yes.
Of Like-Minded Friends.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.